Today, we are December 6th, and we are continuing on with our study for this year program. And I don't know if I have had the chance to say it on this e-talk series, but on the tour, on the fall tour, I've had the chance to give the Sangha I've been with an overview of this year program, and I think that it is important. It was important for me to be able to share with you about the big picture, so that you can better appreciate and understand the different pieces that we will be delivering until the end of this program. I have mentioned that this year program was based on three very important teachings. The first teaching, and the only teaching that the Buddha has taught, is about the Four Noble Truths. And we all have learned and know about the Four Noble Truths. The first one being dukkha. The second one is dukkha has causes to it, and the third noble truth, happiness is possible. Happiness is possible. Yes, and the fourth noble truth, the teachings or the practices that we can learn about and practice, so that we can remove the causes to the suffering, and so that happiness can be. And so this year, throughout the our program of study, I will invite us to please always remember that teaching. And in each and every month theme, to ask ourselves, what does this have to do, or how does this fit into the roadmap of the Four Noble Truths? And asking ourselves that question in view of our own suffering. What does this teaching has to do with my own suffering? How does this teaching can help me with my practice of the teaching of today's theme, or the day's theme, help me in my attempt, my practice to transcend, or to alleviate, or to reduce my suffering? So that was the first of the three books or teachings that this year program will be based on. And it will continue as long as we will be studying and practicing Buddhism, and to always keep the Four Noble Truth in our thought, in our practice, on the background, so that we do not stray into philosophical sterile concepts. And so the Four Noble Truths, again, for today's theme, will need to be to keep that in our thought today. The second big teaching that we are doing this year is the manifestation of the mind. And the third one is the Satipatthana, or the Four Establishment of Mindfulness. The Four Establishment of Mindfulness is the how-to. How-to. And I have looked into the three main components of the teachings, as the why is it, and the why is about the manifestation of the mind, the suffering or dukkha, what we are experimenting or feeling from the manifestation of the mind. And in our study of the manifestation of the mind, if we can, it will allow, or it will help us to understand why we are experimenting, feeling what we call our suffering. And we will also see how the practice of the Four Establishment of Mindfulness can help, or are the practical tools that we need in order to be able to do the transformation of the mind that is taught in the 50 verses that we are studying. So please allow me to use those three main topics and to share with you how I see today's theme fitting into that threefold or three branches. We start with suffering. So dukkha, what is our suffering? And in my last in Idaho, I have received, was it in Idaho? Yeah, well, a friend has asked, because I have shared my reservation on my questioning about translating dukkha with the word suffering. And I have suggested friends to maybe consider to use dukkha as a new word, and practicing with the Four Noble Truths to see how the meaning of dukkha can reveal itself with our study and our practices. But for now, we can stay with the translation of the dukkha as suffering, with the understanding that it is a very, very limited translation, or a very limited component of the word dukkha, which was the I'm losing my words. So for today's theme, we are speaking about habit energy. And the habit energy in our study are those habits that are pushing us to think, to say, and to do things that are causing suffering to ourselves and to others. We have received learning, we have been given competencies and abilities to do wonderful things. And so those good habit energies are not what it is that we want to address when we are studying or maybe yes they do, but anyway, so habit energy in our study is about the one that are causing us and our environment to suffer. We act and we react automatically because we have learned and we have trained ourselves into becoming who we are. And in one of the retreat, in the last tour, I have asked our friends in Pittsburgh to look into the word being. And being is to become, is to come from. And so the habit energy that we carry with us now have been made up, have been built, have been learned. And they have been learned so well that they are ingrained and they are very strong, fixed in our star consciousness. And they manifest automatically when they are being touched, like all the seeds, the functioning of the seeds and the manifestation that we have learned when we were looking at the star consciousness. And in the star consciousness, we have also learned that the learning that we have been doing are also stored in the star consciousness. And that is why we are able to function without the intervention of the mind consciousness. And star consciousness can manifest itself in thoughts, action, and words without our control. And so, dukkha, suffering, caused by habit energy. Why? Because they have been transmitted, because they have been learned, and they are stored in our consciousness, and they are manifesting. Why is it that they are causing suffering? Is today's study with us looking at the habit energy that are causing suffering? And today we will be looking into the seventh consciousness, alaya, star consciousness is the eighth consciousness, Manas is the seventh consciousness, and the six others are the five senses and the mind consciousness. And the Manas is a very complex and subtle consciousness for to grasp and to understand. My understanding of the function of Manas is that filter that we have that is always translating everything that is getting into or getting out of star consciousness, and that distort everything that goes through it. It is distorting it with the intention or the intent or the to protect ourselves. So Manas is that filter that look into everything and that will discriminate between what is considered to be useful or beneficial to what it considers the self. And that is why it affects perceptions and it influences thoughts, action, and speech. And it is that Manas that make us believe, or that believes and make us believe that we are separated from everything else, and that everything else is a threat and a challenge to what it considers the self. And that is how I am looking and seeing today's theme in view of the three teachings that we are looking into. The first one is about suffering caused by our habit energies. The second one is the making or the becoming of those, or how it is that they have become the habit energy that are driving, that are controlling us without our without our control. And I apologize. And now if we know about the suffering that is caused by habit energy, if we understand how it is that they have come to be, how they have become, the question that follow will be, okay, now what? And the now what is how it is that we can practice so that we can free ourselves from the influence or from the governance of our habit energy. And you all know the answer. It's about mindfulness or meditation. And mindfulness meditation has been our daily practice since we have been together. And it is about stopping. Stopping our thoughts, stopping our action, and stopping in order to come to rest and to heal, stopping in order to be able to look deeply and to see what is, and to see what is, and to see how it is that we, what it is behind our way of doing, our way of thinking, our way of speaking, and to see where they are from so that we can understand and transform them. And that was what I wanted to share with you today. It was, thank you for your patience. And that was a lot. And so that is why I think that if you do have a Dharma discussion session to follow, please look into more deeply into what I have just tried to share briefly there. Before I leave you in the good hand of my brother Tony from Pittsburgh, I would like maybe to come back a little bit about last month's theme. So last month we were studying the three Dharma seals, or the three keys to, or the three doors to liberation. And I remember that I was speaking a lot about impermanence. And the impermanence, again, in the view of dukkha, meaning impermanence as a cause of suffering. Impermanence is really continuing to do its, to manifest very strongly. And in our sanghas, I have received news from the different sanghas, and I really, well, it does touch me very much that there are a lot of manifestations of impermanence happening. One of the happy manifestation was in Pittsburgh, and some sadder manifestation I just heard about our brother Antonio, friend, partner, sickness, illness. So all I can say is we are very lucky to have this practice and to have this teaching that allow us to better cope with and better understand. So my sympathy, my thanks to all of us practicing with the hard conditions of our life in our life. And when I was thinking about last month's talk and the three Dharma seals, I would like to share with you also three questions that you may like to use or to ask yourself if you are in front of a difficult situation. The questions may be of help. So in front of a difficult situation, a first question that we may ask ourselves is, am I resisting some aspect of my world that has changed? Knowing that impermanence is suffering, knowing that dukkha is impermanence, but dukkha is impermanence because we do not want to accept that, we do not want to see it. So the question may help us to identify that the difficult situation we are in may be caused by our resistance, our resisting to things that have changed and that changes being inevitable, that may have been, or that may be the cause of the difficulty we are living. The second question is about the non-self nature of everything. Am I suffering or am I not understanding the situation because I have constrained my understanding of the situation by looking at myself or by treating myself and the others involved in the situation as a separated self from the rest of the world? Meaning, are we seeing ourselves and others involved in our and their interbeing nature? And the third or the first question to be asking ourselves in a difficult situation is, what is the nature of my suffering? What is the suffering I am experiencing right now? And this is the question that I have suggested that we keep or we open our heart in studying the first noble truth, in looking at dukkha, in following Thay's teaching, teaching us to come to the Buddha with our open heart and to show him our suffering or the suffering we want him, her, to help us look into. So that was a comeback or a complement to last month's e-talk. And for this month's e-talk, Brother Tony will teach us about habit energy causing suffering. How is it that they have come to be because of the interference or because of the presence of the seventh consciousness, manas, and how the practice of mindful meditation, stopping and looking deeply, can help us with the suffering that are caused by our habit energies. And so I will not take more time. I will invite Brother Tony to come in and to entertain, to teach us for the rest of the hour. And I want to take this opportunity to again thank you all for your wonderful practice, to thank you again for all the effort that you have been doing in your practice and in the practice of cultivating the Sanghas wherever you are. And I am also very thankful for all the work and the effort that has been put into organizing my retreats in the spring and in the fall. And I do look forward to be again with you when I'm back in America in the spring of 2015. With that, have a very happy holy day and a very happy new year. And I'll be back with you in January for the next e-talk. And I look forward to see you in person in the spring. Mm-hmm.